trying to tackle farmland property taxes at the State House, and Trump's EPA nominee promises clarity on WOTUS. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Property tax reform is among the top priorities for state lawmakers here in 2025. C.J. Miller recently spoke with State Representative Kendall Culp about his bill that would lower the property tax burden on farmland owners.
The last 3 years, agriculture's assessed value has gone up 63%. Now, no other taxing group has taken that kind of an increase.
And that's Representative Culp talking about House Bill 1192, which would ultimately lower property taxes for Indiana farmland owners by changing the way your county assessors calculate the value of farmland.
It's a Purdue formula that takes into account commodity prices, cash rents, input expenses, and interest rates. And so basically what I've done is change the interest rate. Currently, they use an interest rate of 8%, a capitalization rate. Mine would take it to 10%. What's important is you take the average of all of this, these input costs, the cash rents, and the grain prices over a six-year period, and you divide that by the interest rate. So if you're dividing by a larger number, your result is going to be a smaller number, which that is your assessed valuation.
Culp's bill offers an additional change to the calculation.
We're taking the past 6 years' history and we're dropping the high year and averaging the other five. While that's good that it smooths out the peaks and valleys in the assessment, it does not necessarily reflect the current conditions of the finances of agriculture. And so what I'm suggesting is we drop the two high years, so we would average the four out of the last six lowest years, divide that by the capitalization rate, that would give us the number. And so those two changes, I think, would make a substantial difference and would be more realistic and reflective of the current ag economy as it stands today.
A fiscal study by the state legislature says that Indiana farmland owners would pay $33.2 million less in 2027 if Culp's bill becomes law. But how does Culp respond to those that say his bill would create a deficit in tax revenues for counties and local governments, and that other taxes may have to be increased to make up that difference?
While I understand we have to certainly provide revenue for local governments and schools, it has to be fair, and the burden of these increases cannot only be borne just by agriculture.
You can hear my full conversation with Representative Kendall Culp and read more about House Bill 1192 at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.